the Four Peaks Baptist Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
We're back again on a Wednesday at Like Usual. I'm Lucas.
And I'm Alex.
And this is the Castle Lads Podcast.
Episode 8.
Last Tuesday, it was England versus the Czech Republic and... For some reason, I kept pronouncing it Ches like it was some kind of cheese. And it came out as 1 England, 0 Czech. For most England fans or anyone in the UK, then that would definitely come as a surprise, but a very good welcome surprise, I do say so. I remember watching the last match last Tuesday with my dad, and he was honestly filled with, like, he yelled all the way, and it just honestly shocked me too much, if you ask me. I think the last England match that was on a Saturday or Sunday, I think. Yeah, it was on a Sunday, and England won that one, and my dad was very happy. I actually watched it with him because of the excitement that... because it was England, and, you know, since everyone thinks it's coming home, I had to participate in the excitement, and so I wouldn't get surprised by when my dad yelled. I know you're not too much of a football fan, Alex, but do you have an opinion on it, though?
No, sorry, I don't understand a word you're on about.
The football?
No, I've never watched a single episode of it.
An episode? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, nonetheless, going off of that, we'll go into something that's more understandable, but if you're from the UK, you'll probably understand what I'm talking about. But we'll be going on to the Royal Python. Alex, would you like to give us some info on what kind of terrarium to keep it in?
Okay, well, the Royal Python, also commonly known as the Ball Python, if you're American, is a non-venomous constrictor that must be kept in a wooden vivarium, recommended for keeping in heat, at around 860 millimetres in length.
Would this be a starter, or would it be more of a recommended taker? Since I've seen them and they're quite big in size. We can go into that later.
Well, good question. You see, the Royal Python is actually really good for beginners and for kids because, unlike a lot of its other cousins such as the Carpet Python and the African Rock Python, the Royal Python only grows to around 6 foot in length.
Wow, I'm still taller than it. Why is it so good for kids? Does it not, like, strangle them or wrap around them?
Well, you see, the Royal Python is extremely docile. I'd say the most docile of snakes. You have to seriously provoke this thing to even get bit.
Amazing. Are they venomous or are they just really plain?
No, they're not venomous. They are constrictors, which means they suffocate their prey rather than use venom.
I feel unlucky for that one baby on an airplane. Nonetheless... anything else about them? What do you feed them?
Well, mostly raw pythons, you're going to want to feed them frozen, defrosted mice, which you should feed them every about a week or so, because snakes don't feed that often.
Okay then. Is the python your favourite kind of snake, or do you have a preference to your favourite snake?
Well... the Royal Python is beaten only by the Mexican Black King Snake, which I must discuss in another podcast.
We will discuss that tomorrow, and I'm sure you'll probably know way more about that if it's your favourite then. Speaking of creatures on all the unknown, weird stuff that many people are nervous of, we are now on to A Quiet Place 2, which was released a week ago or so. Do you know how long when it was released?
Yeah, I'd say about that.
Yeah. With the cast having Cillian Murphy played, who'll be playing as Emmett in the movie, John Krasinski, who will be playing Leo Abbott, one of the main characters, who is husband to Evelyn Abbott, who will be played by Emily Blunt, and Noah Jupe, who I think will be the son, Marcus Abbott. The movie, you know, starting off where it left off in the first movie, we won't go into too much detail since it's only been released, you know, around the week, less than a week. It will be in cinemas and possible streaming services, which are unknown of at the time, since Alex has watched it in cinemas, haven't you?
Yep.
But, in case you don't know too much and you want to watch the second movie, basic plotline of the first movie, spoilers, unless if you live under a rock, it was about, you know, big meteor hits with inhabitants of, like, weird pineapple head aliens. I call them pineapple heads because when they open their heads, they have, like, this weird, like, red pieces and stuff. And they're basically super sensitive to noise. They basically exist on their original planet with zero to nothing. So they'll get easily aggravated and they basically kill everything on sight. But this family, Leo Abbott and Evelyn Abbott, they have adapted to where they've had bubble wrap, everything that can cancel out noise, everything as plain as it can be. And it does have quite a bit of, like, science in the mix. Like, they know how certain like, things such as rivers don't carry strong amounts of sound. And at the end, they find out how to kill them and how to distract them without getting themselves hurt in the process.
Long story short, they blow the monster's face off with a shotgun.
Basically, yeah. A quick distraction and an easy end, just like the podcast end that we're about to do now. I'm Lucas.
And I'm Alex.
And this is
the Castle Lads podcast. Signing off.